Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bitcoin, you were very vocal about the fact that you thought Bitcoin would go to $20,000. Mm-hmm. And that happened. So at what price do you think Bitcoin will turn back to the upside? It's been a downward trajectory for Bitcoin for some time now. Mm-hmm. So when do you think we'll start to see better days with Bitcoin? What price?
It's based on these two contingencies. So, of course, the FTX thing happened. Everyone on Earth has talked about it. If Tether doesn't collapse and if Crypto.com doesn't collapse, I think around like 11,000 or 13,000 is where we'll start to bottom out, and then we'll start to reverse. If any one of those show any signs of weakness, any signs of inappropriate action, I'll say that. We'll definitely hit like the $9,700, $9,500 range. Even after the thing with Binance came out, I had some people sending me some reports around some issues that Binance was having around downtime and also being alleged to not having the most reputable practices as well. So I think we just have to clear out all of the noise in the crypto space. And all investors like safety. So Sam is one case, probably the most extreme. We have to make sure Tether doesn't fall apart, crypto.com or another broker that doesn't fall apart anytime soon. But I think around like 11,000 is where we'll bottom out. If not, if one of those collapses or has any misappropriation of funds or any ethics issues, it'd be like around 9,700. I don't want it to fall. I don't want it to fall. I want to be on the record.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if somebody's invested in it. So we brought up the FTX thing. We brought up Binance. What are your thoughts on Grayscale and Impact? News came out today that they're a little hesitant to show proof of reserves. And I know you've been talking about Michael Saylor and how, you know, the number that Bitcoin gets under it could be a real dark winter for him. What are your thoughts on that?
Anytime that if anyone is afraid to show when asked, well, it depends on who was asked by, but if you are not willing to show, it's usually not a good sign. Either the company is close to being insolvent, or in the case of Sam, you were not actually running the strategy that you were reporting that you were. It's tough, man. I mean, the thing about regulation, and the reason why I even said last week, I wanted to make sure I didn't classify Brian of Coinbase in the same category as Sam. I mean, he's publicly traded, so they're regulated differently. It's really interesting to see. This feels like 2007 all over again. I know some people are comparing it to Enron. I think it's different. But for those of us who went through this in 2016 with BitConnect, we just changed the players. And that 75% drop, 80% drop is becoming very normal. But yeah, if that's true about GBTC, it can send some ripple effects through the marketplace. No pun intended for everybody in XRP. But I think it'd be really interesting to see what could happen. And honestly, if there are a bunch of bad players in the space, we are going to have to shake them out. Once again, also, we got to at some point have a conversation about venture capital being the people who put up the money to fund a lot of these campaigns. And I was telling people as well, like, if a token made so much money and the return was so high, why did you need to go get funded for it? Like, some things are just common sense. But we all have been there as investors at some point, and we believe that a project or token or stock was better than what the research showed. Please be careful. It's getting really scary, though.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I'm going to say it. Bank of England, they're starting to make their move to have a digital pound. This is what they wanted to happen. I was saying this 8 months ago. Whenever you have a major collapse of any kind, or people that are not acting with morals, you're going to get regulation and a government to try and come in and be the savior. It sucks, but we should have done it all collectively, done a better job at researching these companies and projects and not just talking about them freely. I mean, of course, we talked about it with Doge and Shiba and all the other coins that were no good. But I never thought that, like, the industry as a whole, this class of crypto entrepreneurs would be doing things like this. You can throw, like, the whole class away damn near. It's tough, man. It's tough.
So you think best case scenario, 13,000, worst case scenario, 9,700.
Yep.
All right.
Was that a Smoothie King cup?
No.
Well, we're not endorsing anything that doesn't endorse us.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Thank you. Matter of fact, let me lower. Sorry.
I want to make sure what type of night we're in for. Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to keep it cordial. Like, I mean, even I talked to a few people. For those of you like who know I rant, it's just my passion talking. Like, I love this. But and when the market is down, it's not the time for me to beat my chest or scream and say I was right, because I know there are a lot of people that are hurting. And honestly, with Bitcoin crashing and this happening in FTX, I know some people that are black that invested, they'll never come back to the market under any circumstances. It's too gut-wrenching. Like, even for me, it's tough some days to even open up the brokerage account. So if this is your first foray into investing, and all these scandals have happened, and I always have said, as soon as we got in the market at scale and in mass, everything began to fall apart at the same time, ironically. So
That's a valuable lesson, man, what you just said. Like, even now, like, when you open a brokerage account and some of your long-term investments are down, like, what's that feeling like? Are you running away, or are you saying, like, you know what, this is a good time, or I just have to be patient? Yeah. And overwhelmingly, especially this year, was like, I have to be very patient, I have to be more diligent, mm-hmm. and I have to trust the research.
Yes.
Right? Like, how many
to index, no stress.
Even for us, like, I don't want people to, like, hey, there's no losses in the portfolio. There's losses in the portfolio. How are you responding to the losses in the portfolio?
Yeah.
Are you saying, like, hey, I'm going to check once a month, or like, it's in long term, so I'm not even thinking about it? Or I even found, like, now I'm finding myself, like, let me pick some spots. Let me pick certain spots. Let me pick certain sectors. Find new research, find new companies that I hadn't looked at before. So it's an interesting time.
And do your research away from your brokerage account. So, like, you should have two or three accounts. Do your research on the one where the majority of the money isn't in. Do your technicals, look at your macro. Because if you see everything bleeding, it's hard for you to think logically. I totally get that. And just remember, you have to hold for a 5-6 year period. Like, Amazon went through this in the early 2000s. We've all heard the horror story of Tesla, and Cathie Wood kind of resurrected or gave credibility to Tesla that took off to the upside. You have to hold these things for 5-10 years because you don't want to try and time the market and end up missing a move, and then you're out of a gain of like 24-25%. When things turn, they can turn really fast. So please stand for the long term.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.